Barriers to stop people pitching tents along the Grand Canal in Dublin were torn down by protesters yesterday evening. The crowd of about 200 people want access to public space between Portobello Bridge and Harold's Cross. RTÉ's social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally was at the protest and she spoke to local residents.
We'd kind of gotten used to the barriers, obviously didn't love them, but I don't really know where we go from here with this now.
It was a total waste of government money. They could have done something for the homeless instead of doing all this. The money that they paid for all this, it was a total waste.
Women were quite fearful walking along on their own in the canal now, because in certain stretches you're like in a cage, and if somebody were to attack you, there's no way out. I think it is all due to lack of planning. So somebody came up with this idea, maybe we'll put these on the canal and block asylum seekers from even living in a tent in a place that might be safe for them.
Alva Keneally is with us now. Alva, what's the background to the protest?
Well, this was a gathering which had been organised by a coalition of groups, including the Community Action Tenants Group that had been known as CATU or CATU, People Before Profit, United Against Racism, a number of others. And the reason for the protest essentially was to demand Waterways Ireland to take down the barriers that have been erected along the Grand Canal since May, which many will know were erected to prevent homeless people and unaccommodated asylum seekers from pitching tents along the banks of the canal. And the protesters were essentially pointing out that the fencing is a symbol of the barriers and hostility that homeless people and migrants face in Ireland. And that, like, ultimately, they were saying the underlying issue to all of this has been a failure by the government and numerous governments to address the lack of housing and homeless accommodation in Ireland.
So describe what happened.
Yeah, so there were a number of speakers at a kind of open space up near Portobello Bridge. It was well organised. There was a sound system with an amp and it was used to communicate their messages to the crowd. That crowd grew to around 200 as it went on. The speakers finished, I think, shortly before 8 o'clock, and then a person with a megaphone said, well, if Waterways Ireland are not going to take the fencing down, then we'll take it down. And they started a chant, tear them down, tear them down. And then started moving towards the footpath or the area away from the protest onto the canal bank footpath, essentially. And the crowd walked kind of behind them to witness it. But I'd say about a core group of about 20, maybe a couple more, started pulling the fencing down. They got about a kilometre along the canal. There were about maybe 10 minutes and then the guards arrived.
Do we know, will the barriers be put back in place or were they erected again overnight?
I don't know at this stage. Waterways Ireland, you know, has come out with a statement saying they're fully committed, shall we say, to reopening all sections of the Grand Canal where that temporary fencing has been erected in recent weeks. My understanding was that the barriers would be reinstalled. One resident did note that it took them ages to actually install them in the first place and remarked that, wow, they managed to take them down very quickly. But certainly as of last night, my understanding was that they'd be re-erected.
Alva Keneally, thank you.